From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, this afternoon, thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for those who made it. Thank you for those who even didn't make it. Thank you for your healing power and your might. Thank you for your strength, your power that transcends all barriers of sickness and whatever the case may be. We believe that you are our healer. We are here this afternoon to hear from you. I pray that, Lord, you will be gracious unto us, bless our time together, heal us of our diseases, and let us live here stronger than we intend. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit that is at work right now. In Jesus' name, somebody said, Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to have communion. Every Sunday in January, we're having communion. All right? That is the Lord's solution to all our diseases. And I want to encourage you. I know science is leading many people. Science is good at times. But on Sundays, put science aside. Did you hear what I said? Sundays, I want to believe God with you. Put science aside. And let's put God inside our business. I don't mind if you put science in front of Monday. That's you. I want to put God in front of everything every day of my life. You see, the psalmist says that, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Isn't it? For thou art with me. If you look at the song that we're singing, he said, you walk me through what? You walk me through the fire, isn't it? Which is based on scripture. What it means, and what it must be very clear, ladies and gentlemen, the God we serve, the way you treat him, that's the way he will treat you back. And it's also in line with seed time and harvest, which I'm going to just touch briefly. We'll have communion and then we'll go home. Those who want to go home. Now, this COVID, corona, whatever you want to call it, is misbehaving. How many agree that this thing is misbehaving? A virus that was likely created by mankind. You see, and human beings have always paid the price of their disobedience and their wicked acts. In the days of Noah, when there was evil, Bible says that God decided to destroy the world, not because he wanted to, but because of the wickedness that prevailed in those times. You got to say, we always pay the price of our wickedness. Because as long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whether it is the Wuhan virology lab that the virus leaked out of, or whatever it is a human being that is likely. That is one of the theories, and it looks like it's the main thing, because this virus never existed. This is not a virus God created. God created everything, but he didn't create the corona or the COVID-19 virus. It's 19 because it was discovered in 2019. You understand? Now, what I want you to believe and I want you to understand is that we have gotten to a point where too much of what the government and the people in the ministry are telling us wouldn't make a lot of sense. And I want to tell you that you even need to be affected by COVID to believe God for healing. Not getting it is not too much of a miracle. That's a miracle. But getting it and being healed is even a greater miracle. Do you understand? Because if there is no problem, you will never know how God can solve the problem. Are you with me this morning? I said, if there is not a problem, you will not know how God can solve your problem. And so as much as many of us are preserved, we are not, you know, showing symptoms or showing signs of like others are, you know, God is the one working. And those who have, there are a few people who are positive. My church members, I've got messages, Bishop, I want to do a test, I'm positive. But you should come to church on a Sunday. No, you should come. It's not like when you come, you spread it. But you are home. What will help you in the house? What will help you? You ask yourself, if you stay at home, what will help you in the house? So ask for Sunday, dear. Ask for Sunday. I will encourage you that whether you get it or not, you must come. Every Sunday in this month is Communion Sunday. Hallelujah. That is God's solution to what is going on. God will not take away the virus from the world, but I know that when you get it or when I get it, he will touch our bodies and touch our lives, and we will be healed and we will well in the name of Jesus. We had our communion service virtual communion service on Friday, and many people were healed. I got messages on my phone. You know, sometimes it's unfortunate how people don't want to share it openly. They only want to tell Bishop about it. You know, I know God is powerful. I actually do have to get a testimony. It's you, the people who need to hear what God is doing. Hallelujah. And so when you go home, tell the people to listen to the podcast. Now, Bishop was saying that unlike other churches who might close their doors and say, we are going back to virtual, I ain't closing the church doors for nothing. Wear your mask when you come around. Why not? I mean, that is the highest level of prevention you can adopt. You know. But when we come, you must want to come. You see, with all that you are saying, when they sit in the plane, have you sat in the plane? If you sit in the plane, when they bring you food, you take off your mask and you eat. And when you finish it, you put it back on. it's like a movie. Do you get it? You know, there's a spike, there's a surge. It's all over. It's all over. You just have to be a little careful. Yes, you have to be careful. Don't go to places if you are not supposed to go. But the vaccination is good. If you are vaccinated, we hope that it will help. Oh, it's helping, isn't it? Yes, is the vaccination not helping? Yeah, whether it is Sputnik or AstraZeneca, or whatever, Johnson & Johnson, it is helping. It is a bit of the virus that they put into us. So our body knows the virus now. So when the virus comes, say, hey, brother, what are you doing in this place? He fights it. And so we are going to start our fast from Tuesday. This Tuesday, we are starting our COVID-19 fast. Hallelujah. Now, we are fasting and we are not fasting, right? Because as a church, we believe a lot in being wise and being practical. This is not a season where you go hungry. You know what I'm telling you? This is not a season to go hungry. With all that we're talking about, you also have to eat. And those of you who say you don't have food, you don't want to have food. Plantain, how much is a pound of plantain? You can eat plantain every day. It gives you iron. If you don't want to eat plantain every day, this is not a season to go hungry. So what we are actually trying to do is that every day of the 21 days, all right, we're going to just pray for 3 hours a day and then we eat thereafter. Okay, so we're going to have, you know, these are WhatsApp prayer meetings. In the morning, we can try Zoom also. We have to upgrade our Zoom to accommodate more than 100 people so we can see your face, your house at 4 a.m. What do you think? So we'll do Zoom and WhatsApp prayer. You remember when we pray WhatsApp? We'll be typing. So we're going to create the fasting 2022 platform. And then we fast, we pray on it, and then when we finish, we close it. What do you think? And so from Tuesday, we're going to start praying from 4 to 6 every morning. So that's 2 hours. and then you have to do your 1 hour by yourself, lunchtime or somewhere. But after the 2 hours, you can take in something light, and then after your 1 hour, then you can eat your cook-up. What do you think about that? Those who like cook-up. This is easy for cook-up and tripe. Oh, yeah, man. You have to feed yourself. Yeah. This is not a time to... So, I mean, some churches are fasting and all of that. It's okay, but we don't want to do that. Because you can die. It is your immunity. God created us with immunity. We have a system that is natural. It builds up. You know, if you have a good immunity, you fight diseases and all those kind of things. And this is not a season where you're going to starve yourself to lower your immunity level. All right? So we believe in fasting. It's a time we want to emphasize more on the prayer part than the fasting. Jesus said, watch and pray that you don't fall into temptation. He didn't say fast and pray, isn't it? So every morning from Tuesday, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., we'll have 2 hours of prayer on our WhatsApp group or on Zoom, and then the 1 hour will be for you to kill it at a lunchtime, or maybe after 6 o'clock, you want to do the 1 hour. Those who probably go to work at 10 a.m., some of you are blessed so that you go to work at 10. You can continue. Yeah, you work for yourself. You don't clock for anybody. You don't have to sign any time sheet or time book. When you finish at 6, you can continue to 7, and then you and God, you don't have any problem for the day. How many prefer that? I think I prefer that so that when I'm eating, I don't feel bad. Because sometimes when you don't do what you're supposed to do, you eat, then it's like you almost want to vomit because you are not doing well. All right? And then there's a book that we're going to read and pray from also as much as possible. The book is Labor to be Blessed. How many of you have the book? You don't have it physically, but I'm sure you have e-copies. So we're going to send the e-copies around, the e-versions. Those of you have smartphones and have tablets, not Advil, tablets like, you know, the device. So Labor to be Blessed, because this is what we're doing, isn't it? You're going to sow seeds and we're going to harvest them. So we're going to labor so that we will be blessed. So we're using this book for the 21 days and beyond. If you don't have it, don't worry. Media is going to make a copy, e-copy, maybe a PDF or EPUB format available on the platform, the fasting platform, when we create it. Are you with me? Is it clear? So that's our 21 days direction from Tuesday, 21 days. We will let you know whether we're going to go through. I think the weekend we'll break during the weekend and then continue. It'll be 5, 5, 5 like that. And then I'm sure we're done. Otherwise, we'll continue throughout the weekend. But we'll let you know once the platform is formed and all of that. But just so that you know, that Tuesday we are starting. 4 a.m., we are all waking up. We want to wake up, call a friend. Say, hey, Charlie, are you awake? We are praying. We are praying that God will, you know, bless us this year and take care of us like he's been doing all year around. All right. So we're going to have communion, but before then, let me... I talk about seed time and harvest time, and then we will be gone. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Now let's start from verse 20. I think I've been reading from verse 20 this past week or two. The Bible says that after the flood, Noah builded an altar. Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast. There are points, there are certain words that are very, very significant in this verse. Very, very significant. You know, and so you take note of it. If you are writing notes, if you are taking notes, you should make some. You should take note of Noah builded an ark or builded an altar. It's a good phrase to write down. Or if, you know, you can highlight it. Noah builded an altar. It's a good thing to do. To build something that God, it can be used to worship God. That's why we spend our money in church. We give tithe, we give offerings, we give boosters, we give extra special offerings. We want to build something. We want to build something unto the Lord. Are you with me? Yeah. So we give freely to the building of the altar. So Noah built an altar unto the Lord. Not unto anybody, unto the Lord. And the Bible says, and he took of every every clean beast. It's very important to also underline every clean. Because when you're giving something to God, it has to be the best. Hallelujah. If you're giving something to God, it has to be one of the best. You can't just give any and anything to God. That is why, you know, sometimes it is very easy to offer something that is not good. I think Prophet said this thing a while ago, the founder of our church. He said one day a woman came to see him in the church. And he came, he said she has a problem. And she would like him to help her. So Prophet said, okay, go ahead. But she said she has two sons. One is going to school, you know, he's passing his exams, he's at the university now, doing well. He has this other one, who is a crass. He's disgusting. He's thief. He's drink. He's smoke. And she's coming to see Prophet whether Prophet will take him into the Bible school and change him. It is not a clean beast. The clean beast is the one at the university. That's the clean beast. Yeah. It is like that. We always want the bad ones to find God. It's like God is the one who's only bad things he like. And you see that some of the bad ones, they are always irreparable. No matter what you do to them, they are spoiled. So that's why many people, when they go to university, they don't want to do something for God. Many highly educated people don't serve God. I'll say it again. Many highly educated people do not worship and serve God. They rather form societies. They form brotherhoods, Freemasons, lodges, Lions Club, and Tigers Club, and Puma Club, and Cheetah Clubs. And they fellowship, they drink, they dine and wine among themselves, and they help each other and their children for generations to come. They don't go to a church and bow down and kneel down and serve the God of heaven. Many educated people don't do that. Because they think that as clean as you can be, you are not good for the kingdom. Noah knew. That was why Cain and Abel, there was a difference in their offering. Because Cain, just like most people, gave something which was not acceptable. Cain brought salad. And Abel brought blood. And God was happy with the sheep and the blood that was shed. Than Cain who brought vegetables, kalaloo and pumpkin and all them things. Like God is a vegetarian. Take note. Take note. Noah builded an altar unto the Lord. It's a good thing. Then he took of every clean beast. I've experienced it before. When it's offering time, you open your purse or you open your wallet, and you know the denominations that you have. You have high ones, you have low ones. But you always go for the low one. Because the high ones, they don't deserve the offering back. That is why they have a proverb that says that you are as poor as a church mouse. Because the mouse or the rat in the church is so poor that the rat in the church is also poor. That is why when the church prospers, when the pastor prospers, when people in the church prospers, people say, oh, it's money. Because they can't comprehend the fact that people who are unclean, who have given themselves to God, should something good should ever come out of them. Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl. And this is fowl cock in Guyana, isn't it? Because you can't say cock. Because cock is a fowl. A hen is a fowl. Guinea fowl is a fowl. There are a lot of fowls. When I say cock, you say that I should say fowl cock. Because your mind is spoiled when it comes to cock. He offered burnt offerings on the altar. And verse 21, the Bible says, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. And then verse 22, God says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer. Well, it's hot. Is it not hot? Heat will always be around. Heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. One thing I discovered in this verse was that there was always seed time and harvest. They said that here, God said that it will not cease. Because when Noah, when God destroyed the world, seed time and harvest time ceased. Are you following? It is not possible that God will create the heavens and the earth and then something will be lacking. The Bible says that after 7 days he rested because everything he created was good. And so there was seed time and there was harvest, except that it had ceased. And from that moment, he made a covenant with Noah that seed time and harvest time will not cease again. Are you with me? And so we've learned that. And there are three things I want you to know and understand about seed time and harvest. All right? The first one is that the seed time and harvest is actually a covenant. I spoke about that on Tuesday, just in case you were a little lost. The three things I'm actually going through with you to help you understand what seed time and harvest time is about. Or three principles of seed time and harvest time. And one of the first one is that seed time and harvest is actually a covenant. I spoke about that extensively Tuesday evening. I was blessed myself. God said that he has made a covenant. He has a covenant with day and then with the night. We are going through today. The night will come. No matter what you do, it's going to be dark. Human beings can develop and develop and develop, but you will still experience darkness. And after 8 or 9 hours or 12 hours of darkness, the day will come, because God has made a covenant. God has established the fact that there will be night and there will be day. And as long as there is day and night, there's also seed time and harvest, which means that things will be done and then there will be repercussions. But you plant a seed in the earth and then you reap. But you do evil and then you get evil in return. There is never, Jesus said, there is never a good tree that can bear bad fruit. And so, from this moment in time, God made it very clear that there is going to be actions and there are going to be reactions. There are going to be actions and there are going to be reactions. You cannot do bad things and live well. Yesterday, I was talking to an old church member of mine from Holland. Johnny boy. A nice guy. You know, he was with me in Amsterdam when we had Amsterdam church. And nice boy. I had about 5 of them, Calvin. And I see you and Keith and G and all these people. It reminds me of I have 5 guys. I was talking to him yesterday. And he was telling me that there are some guys he knows in Canada, where he lives, in Calgary. He says that, we're talking about cars at the point. He says that the guys, he does not know a type of vehicle that these guys have not stolen and shipped to Ghana. Yeah, he says that he knows some guys. They can ship about 5 40-foot containers, Calvin, full of vehicles, stolen vehicles. You see, because the white man, at a point, sometimes they don't when they park their cars, they don't even take out the key. Oh yes, in Switzerland, they park their vehicles, they don't take the key out of the ignition. Because you can't move the car. Everybody in Switzerland is a police officer. Especially even the older people, the old woman who's sitting on her balcony, 6 o'clock in the morning, drinking coffee. She's an inspector of police who is not even working anywhere. She's working from her house. You can't, Switzerland, you can't. So cars, even Germany, many years ago, these things that shoplifters have created, many years ago, you didn't have those things. I know of stories of Africans who went to Europe to prosper. And you know how we go? We jump into a ship. When the ships come with containers like Hapag-Lloyd or Amerijet has bought a plane or something like that. And when they are going back with the containers, we Africans, we find a way and go and hide in the engine room. Then when we get to Holland, when we see that the ship has docked, then we come out in the night. Then we'll send a message to our brothers that, Charlie, they think the place is very nice, home. And it works. They're going into the engine of the ship, it works. Charlie, you should try it next week. And so when they went to Europe in those days, Charlie, they go to the shops. And then they're going to buy the clothes, the shirt and the pants. And they go into the changing room to change and, you know, you fit and see if it works. So when he goes, you know, it's winter, it's cold, so you go with a jacket. So when they go, they wear 4 pants, 5 shirts. They go and put it on in the changing room, and they put on their jacket, and they walk out. The white man does not steal. He doesn't go to a shop and steal a top. So there was never cameras, there were never tags that if you walk through that door, it starts beep. There was nothing like that. It's we black people cause all of that. So my Johnny brother, a Johnny boy, was telling me how he knows some Africans. He says there is not a single vehicle he knows that they have not stolen one and shipped to Africa. Then he said there's a particular guy who he knows very well out of the set. He says that after all the years of stealing vehicles and sending it to Africa to sell, he said he doesn't find a good job. He can't get, it's like, can you imagine if you steal a Ford F-150, a Raptor, or a Tacoma, you have 5 of it in a container, and you send it to Africa, you sell. You know how many millions you get? And after years of doing that, he said, the guy is still there. He ain't got nothing. There is something called seed time and harvest. Whatever you do, it comes back to you. And that is what we are focusing on this year. You have to behave yourself this year. Tell your neighbor, I don't know whether you can do a sign to him or something to your master. Charlie, you have to behave yourself this year. And so, seed time and harvest is a covenant. Whatever you do, it comes back at you. The second principle I want you to understand on the seed time and harvest is that harvest times are appointed times. 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 Hosea chapter 6, verse 11. Now, as for reaping time, it's appointed. Harvest? Oh. People, even in the world, if you've seen on vehicles before, they say, you know my glory, but you don't know my story. You only see my harvest time, but you didn't know when I was planting seeds. Seed time, people don't realize. Seed time, people don't recognize. Seed time, people don't pay attention to seed time. And that is why we must be wise to plant seeds, because many people don't like planting seeds, but they like the harvest. But harvest time is an appointed time that it will reveal who has been planting and who has been sowing or who has not been sowing. Now, if you see like, you know, some of our brothers and sisters, when you see them, so they are wearing their black gown, they are white, whatever, and they've been called to the bar. They take pictures of them, they put them in the newspapers and all that. Many people didn't know that they were studying. People think you pay, you give money and then they put those things on you to become a liar. We've seen people like that. Now all of a sudden you see somebody driving a car. Then your eyes begin to go into the car, but you don't know what people have been doing. People have been throwing box hand. You, the only box is your hand. You've not been throwing nothing. People have been doing things. People have been working consistently, and therefore they have reputations that if they take their job letter to the place, they can get some money and do things. You can't stay in a particular job. But when you need a job letter, you can't get one because you're not permanent anyway. Most of the time, we look at the harvest and make comments about people's lives. Little do we know the things that people have done to be in the limelight or in the spotlight like you are noticing them. Now, for example, if you look at me, I am the CEO of Shepherd House International. let's talk secular life. Let's talk. I'm the chief executive officer of Shepherd House Incorporated. It's an international organization. And I've been the CEO for 16 years. Any CEO for 16 years. Praise God, that's what I'm saying. The life of a CEO for 16 years is always up there. The moment you're appointed a CEO, your whole life changes. Your salary changes. Your remuneration package changes. Everything about you changes. Going to America is not a problem. You just have to get your ticket and you go. Ticket is also even not a problem. You just go. Yeah. But you see, people don't look at us like that. They think that what we are doing, it means nothing. I am the CEO of an international organization for 16 years. I should be living in Continental Park with a big house with a double garage. Isn't it? Two Prados. In my yard, with security officer, MMC, security officer with permit to hold a gun. Yes, that's the picture of a CEO. And so, let us understand that as for harvest time, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'll come back to Hosea chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I think it's a very lovely verse to look at. Is that an excavator at the back there? Verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10. I can't wait for the communion. I tell you, healing is your portion in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. The people say, but you never got a corona. I say, shit, I've been drinking blood and flesh. I've been a cannibal. I've been drinking the blood and I've been eating flesh. And that's giving me life. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. This is like Noah builded an altar. Noah planted some seeds. The apostle is saying here that I have been giving the opportunity to plant seeds. He said, when I plant seeds, those who are also going to come and also plant seeds on top of what I have planted, they have to be careful. Why? Verse 11. He says, for
other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if a man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it. Harvest time will declare what kind of glory will come into your life. Is somebody following what I'm trying to teach? Every man's work shall be made manifest. Whatever you are doing today, a day will come, there will be a proof whether what you did today or what you are doing today is of any value. So you have to be careful what you engage yourself in and what you spend time on. When it comes to Christ, when it comes to Christianity, one day every, and this is actually in relation to heaven. When we meet in heaven, when we appear in heaven, there's definitely going to be an accountability. There's going to be an assessment of the type of things we did here on earth, the type of seeds we planted. And according to the type of seeds, then so shall our glory be. So you see people, like when the rich man was surprised because when he saw himself in hell, he saw Lazarus. He didn't know what the seeds that Lazarus had planted. The church service he was going to, the Jesus that he has taken into his heart, the rich man didn't know. All the rich man knew was Lazarus had some sores. He was always around his house begging for food. They didn't know the secret things that Lazarus was planting. And therefore, when he found himself in hell, he saw Lazarus and he was surprised. And so, harvest times are appointed times. I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the day of reckoning will come. It is appointed. It is either today or tomorrow. Your day of reckoning will come. It will prove whether you have been serving God well or not serving God well. I feel excited already. Because people like mining people business when they are prospering. People like saying all kinds of things about people. Well, you see Prince having brunch. I don't know why I don't see his pictures now. This is a brunch and all of that. I used to enjoy them. And I said, man, I have a churchman who knows what brunch is. Yeah, man. And so people are enjoying. But what am to you? What am to you? You like liming. It's a lime. It's a lime you like. You have a lime around the corner. That's you like liming. Lime with stupid people. Yeah, lime with foolish people. Then you see somebody, you say, no, let me tell you, harvest time brings envy and jealousy. And God does not want you to be jealous of somebody or envious of somebody. So you have to know what to do when the harvest time comes, not to be jealous. Abraham told the rich man, he said, you have had access to good things in life. You had your chance. You fed sumptuously every day. You are clothed in purple and linen. And you fed sumptuously every day. And Lazarus didn't have anything, but now he's comforted. Something he did that you didn't do has caused Lazarus to be comforted now. And the end is always what is important. I said the beginning is important, but the end is also very, very important. So watch what you do from the beginning, because the end is going to justify how you started the race. Yes. You say, as for CXE, many people fail maths and English. Yeah. You either go to IDC, you either go to Sir Smart, Sir Chase, all the SES. And write maths and English again, because let me tell you, when I discovered the system in Guyana, I said, you don't have to work so hard to go to university. 5 CXC, 1 to 3. Man, you do SBA. If you're a good student, SBA is already 40%. If you get 39 over 40, you're already in grade 3. University in Guyana? It's very easy to go to. When it was my turn to go to university in Ghana, it wasn't easy at all. Because we deal with aggregates, not just passes. We deal with aggregates. And so how strong is your pass to enter into engineering? Not that you got 1, 2, 3. It's whether you got all ones, or you got a few twos, or you got a couple of threes. Those with all ones gain admission. You, they don't give you the engineering course. Because you had three. And three is like you are a lower type of engineer. Harvest times are appointed times. So Hosea chapter 6 and verse 11. Is that what I said? As you try and bring it down. Omicron surge. President Ali urges vaccination of self-imposed. Oh, I beg you. Omicron surge? Holy Ghost surge. Yeah, communion surge. We are surging in communion. Every service is communion. Please, when you're designing the banner, please put communion surge. Yeah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord always raises a standard. Let's raise a standard. God will not come and raise a standard. We have to know who we are and raise a standard. Yeah, communion surge every Sunday. Hey, if you provoke me, we'll add Tuesday. Yeah. No, I don't want to hear my church member is having body pains and you are home. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Headaches and you have fever and all that. Where are you getting the fever from? You get malaria, you went to the interior. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Because what happens is that it affects productivity, and that's what has happened in the world. It affects the church. Also, O Judah, he hath set an harvest for thee. Harvest is set. Clive. Your tomorrow depends on today. When tomorrow comes and there's nothing to harvest, don't look around and say, what happened to me? What happened to you? You are just taking pictures. Yeah. I always try to, talk to some of the people. They just don't listen. If you see Adam, my little boy Adam, he's a smaller version of an unmolested black man. Those who know my molestation philosophy, I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from. He's in the dancing stars. You get it. He's doing CAPE now. I don't want to be an engineer. Software engineer. Software? Must be a software engineer. He's doing CAPE now. I can bet you that people around his age in the church and those who dance with him, many people are not at the level he's at even now. Because he's an African boy. It's a clear example. Maybe you put the bishop aside. I'm showing you a smaller version. How many boys of his age in this church have passed CXC and they are doing CAPE? From 4, you stopped. From 2, you're selling in border market. Then you get a girl who's educated. You don't respect her too. At least she got better brains than you. Yeah, you'll be here. Adam will go to university. He will graduate. Leon, you'll be dancing. Bigger, what's the song? Maxwell, hey, you are too late. I won't dance again. You'll be doing the thing, and then he'll go to university. And he'll become a software engineer. He'll still be dancing, and you think that he's my dance mate. But brother, harvest time. Look at your harvest. So look at your harvest. Look at your harvest, and look at his harvest. Yeah. Those who go around Adam, if I were you, I'd say, please teach me some maths. If I were you, that's what I would say. Yeah. The keyboard you play, teach me. Adam plays the keyboard, he plays the bass, he plays the drums. He can do a lot of things. You, even school you don't go. At your age, you're a teenager, you don't go to school. You think it's me, calling Sasabre, that you are affecting me. Harvest time is coming. We will see. Harvest time is coming. We will see. It is you people who will go out and be saying bad things about the church and the pastor, because when our harvest we enjoy, you know nothing for enjoy, and you get jealous, and it's nonsense you talk about. If you achieve something in the church, if you achieve something in life, you respect those who achieve things. You know me, I'll tell you as it is. I ain't fighting nobody. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, it's important. It's important, it's clear. How old are you, Leon?
19.
And you are?
17.
17 and 19. And he's in Cape. Leon is not doing Cape. Harvest time is coming. It is appointed. Tandy, it is appointed though. There are people from the dam, from the scheme, from Isla Penitence who have planted seeds now. Now they are enjoying some of the harvest. Bigger harvests are coming. Let me tell you, the fact that you're on the dam, you're in Isla, on the wallet, doesn't mean that you can't do good things and become a good person. Let me tell you. You can become somebody. You can become somebody. It is the seeds you plant. The seeds you plant. Some of you young girls, you don't want to go to school. Where's Francis? Francis will not agree, but it's true. I had to order him to go back to school. Yeah. Because you see, when you don't go to school, you don't mean anything around us, you know. You see, even to go to Bible school, you need basic secondary education. So if you're around and even tongues, you don't speak in tongues properly. You don't fast. We don't see you here praying. Bible school, let's say you finished form four, you didn't go, and then you say you want to go to Bible school. But when I come here, I see you praying in tongues all the time. From the gate, I hear you speaking in tongues. At least I'll say, you know what? Man, that guy's a potential. He's praying. But you don't do nothing. You didn't also go to school. What are you going to become? Harvest times are appointed times. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says that, do not be deceived. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. A harvest time is appointed. Your ex. Harvest time, Charlie. You see, you and Jojo, you are moving. Body. One morning, you see, she driving. Then, you like take lift, north lift. If you like north lift, the prince comes. You should ask prince how he got this vehicle, so you get one. So you like lift too much. Be not deceived. When people are doing this and investing in their lives, do not be deceived. Don't think that people are wasting their time. Do not be deceived, because a day is going to come. There is going to be a harvest time. He said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. As for reaping, it is appointed. It's appointed. It is appointed. I pray you reap some good seeds. You reap some good harvest in this 2022. All jokes aside, 2021, all the things that we didn't try, we couldn't do, let's put them aside. And 2022, let's decide that we are going to reap a harvest. When the reaping time comes, Jack, when the reaping time comes, we will also be among those who will be rejoicing and will be glorified. We will not be left behind when it's, you will not be left behind when it's harvest time. It's a scripture that comes to mind. Let me find it for you and then we'll close. I think it's Jeremiah. Preaching good? Thanks. Scripture comes to mind.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. Oh my. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. You are still, there's still no help. I think I told O'Neill this, isn't it, O'Neill? Yeah. Daniel will say, Pastor Daniel. You obliged to. You got to call him Pastor Daniel. Yeah, but you and him used to sell water around East Apenitas. I know. Princess Street. Don't let him feel like he's some big buy. He used to go this little truck. He used to sell water. He was like, beep, beep, water, water. Beep, beep, water, water. No, no, really. Royal Castle. Riding across the bridge. You know all the history. But what has happened is that there has been some investment. That after 3 years, after 4 years, you see harvest. When you see people at the prime of things and in the spotlight, they have been doing things that you have taken for granted. Yes. Doing things. I don't think you remember, you ever know when I came here to try and inspect this land. I don't know where you were. When I drove from Georgetown, went to pick up the lady from Bel Air Park and brought her here. She said there's a land he wants to sell. I brought her to this place. We couldn't come far because the place was bush. And she said, told me the price. I said, all right, I'll think about it. When I came here, I don't know where you were. Went to the court, I signed and took the got the transport. 9 acres of land. I don't know where you were. Yeah, bush. You see, now you can come. There's no tiger trying to catch you. Yeah. We did some things quietly. When I said I wanted to do soil test, even that one was a problem. Because we don't do soil tests in Guyana. I said, my boss says he wants soil tests. We want to know how deep the foundation must go. Because these kind of soils, muddy soils, you don't know what you're going to put on it, whether it's going to sink in the future or not. So we want to know that the soil test to know how deep the foundation must go, whether it's 10 feet, 20 feet, or we have to drive piles or whatever. Quiet, 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 quiet. I don't think you remember when I came to weed this part and planted some corn. Who came to do the corn with me? Then you're here when we came to plant the corn. Ah, Bobs, you came? What? Okay. Planted corn here. Cherry came. Andrew, you're here. Maxwell, you're here too. Came to plant corn. And you know what happened? We planted the corn and we went on vacation. We are from Georgetown. All we do is Chinese rice. Then I came. Then my neighbor, Ravi, said, man, brother, why you do so? I said, what happened? Why you the corn wasting, the corn spoiling? Hey, I couldn't even come to the back to come and see the corn because the place had overgrown again. How many were here when we gave out land? 10 by 20, 10 by 20, 10 by 20. We gave you title, land title. We should go and see your house and write your phone. House lots. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. You've been working for 10 years. You've been working for 5 years. You've been working for 2 years. There's nothing to prove what you've been doing. You know, everyone, you get up and you go. You get up and you go. You get up and you go. At the end of the year, you don't have anything. Court is calling to come and pick up your living room chairs from you. At least after 2 years, 5 years, you buy check cash or something, some TV, some Huawei or some Chinese TV cash. You like Samsung. Sure. Shall we creep before we creep? We creep before we walk home. Find some Chinese Toshiba or some Kodak or something in your room. And then, at least when you turn it on, you see. But you see YouTube, everything you see, every Hulu or whatever. Do you want Samsung? One big one. Edgy. Yeah, you want the curvy one. You want the with curves. You don't want flat bottoms. You want curves. Meanwhile, you've been working for 5 years. There's nothing to show your years of working. This year, this will not be your scripture. The harvest will not pass, and you will regret that the harvest time came and there was nothing to reap. That is not your story in the name of Jesus. My time is up. Let's stand. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Amen. Wow. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we will say that we are saved.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for your word and for speaking to us. We love you. We cherish you. We appreciate you. Thank you for the role you play in our lives. It is never going to be the story of anybody here. The harvest time came and there was nothing to reap. We understand today, if not every day, that whatsoever we sow, we will reap. And that reaping is an appointed time and an appointed season. Let it be harvest for everyone who's listening to this message, everyone who's under the sound of my voice. Let everyone be able to harvest in due season. Harvest times will definitely come. Harvest times will surely come. Harvest times will surely come. It will meet us. May we not cry on that day. May we not weep on that day. May we not be angry or annoyed on that day. But may we rejoice that we have been coming to church. We have been investing in our spiritual lives. And therefore, we will take joy in the comfort that we will receive from you. Thank you, Father, for dealing with us well today. In Jesus' name.
Yesterday, it was yesterday, I started feeling very weak, fever, coughing, throat aches, the headache, everything that Bishop prayed for today was coming on very, very heavily. And yesterday Bishop prayed for me and everything. He said I'll be healed by the afternoon. I started feeling better by the afternoon, but as I woke up this morning, the pain came back. And he just said to prepare myself for this afternoon. So I said, okay. I just went to meditate on everything that he preached about on the communion service on Zoom. When I came this morning, I was expecting a miracle, and that I received. And I want to give God all the glory. Thank you.
Wow. So you're feeling better? You don't feel?
I feel like how I normally feel, very, very strong.
You feel like a hawk.
Yes.
You feel like a real hawk. Who's holding the microphone? Yeah, you feel like a real hawk. So what do you normally do that Hulk does? Ah, let's see. Father, thank you for perfect healing, strength in this body. Completely.
For the blood that gives me strength.
That's an usher's voice. You have microphone, and he's an usher. That's why they have red shirts and black tie. Suzuki, come close. Come. I like your heels. It's a sign of healing. Yes, again, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Bishop, I came to church yesterday. I was getting like a little temperature.
Okay.
And I had this headache. A headache. And the burning like in my eyes. Weakness. I felt weak. You know, I sit down and I feel weak, like if I wanted to faint.
Mm.
And I was praying all the time. I said, oh gosh, you know, help me, keep me through the service. And was the looking forward to the communion.
Mm.
I believed and I prayed, said, God, as I have this communion, just let healing take place in my body. And after I had the communion, I just, the weakness just went. I just feel, you know, like myself. Like, I usually feel bouncy, but before I was feeling real drained and like, tired and a lightness, and you know, this, like if I would faint, but that has gone after the communion. Yes, that lightness and this fainted feelings, it has gone. energized.
You feel energized.
Yes, stand
well. How many want to feel energized? It's up to you, you know. To feel energized is up to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Just as the serpent was lifted on the pole, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believes in him will not perish. Father, amen. Thank you for healing perfectly. And the crown, as the king said, to the soles of your feet. Let the mighty touch be added, the touch of God that's flowing through my hands right now. Receive it. Completeness. Completeness. Ashes. Just will disappoint me. Yes, please. Yes, my dear. Tell us.
Well, I had a bit of a flu and coughing for a few days.
Flu and coughing for a few days?
Yes, please. And just now, as you said that, for some people, they would start sweating. Started sweating.
You started sweating?
Yes, please.
So what I said was true?
And then, as I was sitting, I had an irritation in my throat.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting, I noticed that it had gone.
The irritation is gone.
Yes.
You notice that irritation is gone. She was sweating like I said, and the irritation in her throat is gone. You are healed. How do you feel? You feel better? You feel stronger?
Yes.
That's what has happened to you. Father, thank you for touching Tamika's life. You are healed perfectly. In Jesus' name. If you are healed, come. You're going to do this all week. Omicron, Omega, Alpha, whatever it is. You can't stand the blood. If you're healed, come quickly. Let's take maybe one more and then we'll close.
It reaches to the high. Yes, mountain.
Hallelujah.
And it flows to the low. The West Valley. Valley, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will end.
Yes,
come on,
yes,
mine is from the day we had a communion service.
Right, Friday night.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling too well during the week. Having some flu symptoms. As soon as I took the communion, I wasn't having any irritation. I had that the first day on Monday, but it was gone. But when I took the communion, my throat started itching immediately, and that was the end of every weakness and everything I was having. Since then, I've not felt anything.
Wow, this is Friday night miracle healing power. Father, thank you for your healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. What happened?
Bishop, for the past few days, I was having a slight cold. My throat was itching.
Throat is itching, slight cold.
Yes.
Because if I was at the lab, I would say COVID positive.
And I was getting a severe headache a couple days.
Okay.
So as soon as I started taking the communion, I started praying for that. And normally I suffer with an abdominal pain at times.
Okay.
Discomfort. So yesterday, I felt it a bit this morning when I woke up, but I didn't say anything to Richard because I know he just stay on. So I asked for that also, and while praying and asking God for his healing, I felt the same pain immediately.
Okay.
And it was terrible. It just went me straight across, and I didn't know anything after. So I thank God for his healing today.
Wow, the throat,
everything,
the headache. Yeah. And abdominal pain,
yes, Bishop.
Completely gone.
Yes.
Father, thank you. Healing, 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 healing. Thank you. Thank you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.